Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, we don't need to tell you what time of year it is, and many people will be sitting down to eat near their body weight in sandwiches and chocolate and sweeties as they throw on a movie or listen to the radio. But what is there to watch and listen to if you're a dedicated sports fan? Well, from darts to rugby to tennis, David O'Mara, you've got us covered.
It's a great opportunity to get away from the family as well. There's live sport on. You know, you get to that point on like St. Stephen's Day or the 27th where you're like, do you know what now? I can't put another Lego set together. Is there rugby or racing on somewhere?
Speak for yourself, Damien.
Well, I see now. Well, listen, I'll be checking in with you now over Christmas.
Damien's live stream Lego construction is going to be the competitive O'Mara Lego construction competition. It's first up for our live sport event.
I have dropped some hints to the kids now, so we'll wait and see what lands on Christmas morning. But yeah, listen.
That's €600 Millennium Falcon is winging
Be more into the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory one now. There's a nice Sherlock Holmes one, but we won't talk about that.
Anyway.
We'll talk about other stuff.
Okay, let's talk about rugby first there.
Yeah, this is a big part of the calendar this time of the year, the local derbies. This comes for me with a bit of a caveat that depending on what instructions have come from Andy Farrell and David Humphreys, the performance director in the IRFU, you might not get as many Irish internationals a couple of weeks out from the Six Nations as you would. But it all starts tomorrow evening. You've got Leinster against Ulster in the Aviva. That'll be live on Radio 1 Extra for people that want to tune into that. Double header on the 27th, Connacht against Ulster, Munster against Leinster. And then into the new year, Ulster against Munster on the 2nd and Leinster against Connacht on the 3rd. So like good opportunity to
but
get
the good thing about them is even if there's no internationals, people who are competing for their places add a bit to the tempo and the matches. They'll bring their best game to the table.
The other thing as well is that you look at it, that you do look at these games in recent years, and fellas who are now part and parcel of the Irish international setup are the guys who were academy graduates who made their debuts in this game. And there is definitely going to be some element to it year in, year out, where some guy wants to put a marker down against someone else so that when the Six Nations rolls around in a couple of weeks' time, they're slightly ahead of them in the pecking order. So there is a little bit of bite to them, particularly those Munster-Leinster games in Thomond, which always seem to fall on St. Stephen's Day, the 27th. There's been a couple of right barnies in them over the years, so maybe it might be the same again this year.
What about people who call it Boxing Day? What's on Boxing Day? Do you watch the Boxing Day soccer occasion?
They've tinkered with this somewhat, and I think maybe this is representative as well of the fact that St. Stephen's Day or Boxing Day falls on a Friday, and the Premier League has become such an international entity now that they probably don't want to discommode people across the world by messing around with the schedule. So there's actually only one match on. So if you're hoping to sneak away from the family on Stephen's Day, Man United against Newcastle at 8 o'clock Am I painting a bad picture here? So anyway, there's seven matches on the Saturday. So there's only Man United against Newcastle at 8 o'clock on St. Stephen's Day. Seven games to enjoy then on the Saturday, two on the Sunday. So not quite the bounty.
Seven games on the Saturday.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You can sit down at half 12 and you could still be there now at 10 o'clock that night watching Premier League football.
Yeah, we've actually started watching Ted Lasso on Netflix, have you? Or on Apple TV.
It's brilliant, isn't
it? Oh my God, I love it.
New season to come.
Yeah, can't wait now. We're just getting into the first one there. Now, Curiosity is the tennis world that is being broadcast on BBC One.
Yeah, this is interesting. So on the 28th of December in Dubai, women's world number one Aryna Sabalenka and the Australian Nick Kyrgios are going to face off in a kind of a modern day battle of the sexes. So Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs back in 1973. They played for $100,000, which in modern day money is worth about $700,000. So like it was a big money event back then. I was saying to one of the lads outside, Stephen, that I listened to Billie Jean King's autobiography on the audiobook about maybe 18 months ago, and it was getting rave reviews, and you could still hear the determination and steel in her voice when it came to the passage of the book, because people expected that Riggs would just absolutely destroy her on the course. So this time round, Kyrgios had claimed that he could beat Sabalenka, saying that he wouldn't have to be at 100%. Now, he's a fella who's kind of become a bit of a show pony in recent years in terms of turns up when it suits him and doesn't when it doesn't suit him. So they've altered some of the rules around it. But I think Sabalenka with some of the... It's like two heavyweight boxers going at each other with some of the sledging that's gone on in advance of this, largely coming from Kyrgios rather than Sabalenka.
What did she shoot back?
Well, she kind of shot back that she's going to kick his ass in a date and venue which has been confirmed as Dubai. It's going to be live on BBC One. So that's one to... It's kind of turning tennis slightly into WWF wrestling in terms of building the hype around it and this false war. But I would imagine, money aside, he's not going to want to be beaten, and she's going to want to ram a tennis ball down his throat for some of what he's come out with in the build-up to it. So be interesting.
Very good. Apparently her side of the court, 8% smaller than than Kyrgios' side of the
court.
And
it's single serves as well, which is going to probably disadvantage her ever so slightly. So, listen, it'll give us something to talk about over the Christmas.
Leopardstown, of course, is the classic Christmas.
Yeah, four days of racing in Leopardstown from St. Stephen's Day, 3 days in Limerick. There's racing in Down Royal as well on St. Stephen's Day. A big one in recent years is for people to fly to Kempton on St. Stephen's Day. The King George VI Chase is on there, so there'll be plenty of that to keep people entertained. I think it's one of those, like, it's just one of those traditional days out at this stage, isn't it, for people across the Christmas. So I'm sure plenty of people suited and booted in their finery for a couple of days in Leopardstown.
And for people for whom Christmas is not the sacrosanct day of rest that it is all over the world, if people want to tune into live sports on Christmas Day.
Yeah, this again, the NFL. So the NFL, particularly the years that Christmas Day falls on a Thursday, Thursday night is a massive night for the NFL. There's three matches live on Christmas Day. And
if you want to get away from the family.
Sorry, I'm not saying that anymore. They'll be texting me now. The Dallas Cowboys against the Washington Commanders at 6 o'clock. The Detroit Lions against the Minnesota Vikings at 9:30 Irish time. And then if you're up early, sticking the stickers on the Barbie camper van still after Santa doesn't do it for you, 1:15 in the morning on St. Stephen's Day, you can enjoy the Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, this is probably the only time of the year I ever see darts.
Yeah.
And it is kind of, it does suck you in.
Yeah, listen,
and of course we had Luke Littler.
Yeah, and it does become compelling. So the PDC World Darts Championships are ongoing. They play up until the 23rd. They then take a break and come back for the 27th. And like the viewership figures are through the roof for it. Now it helps that it's, you know, it has been on free-to-air television over the years. But it's that thing, because there is such a vacuum of stuff to talk about. We all get obsessed with, you know, treble finishes and double this and everything else.
The level of
else.
Expertise people develop in a 24-hour period is phenomenal.
The amount of interest that we found in programmes last year around Luke Littler in particular, and how this young fella has
such
been
such a great story.
Yeah, though, and, yeah, and you know, he represents himself really well as well. There's a couple of Irish lads in it, but I think, yeah, once you get to the business end,
he's
of that,
a great
from
ad for kebabs.
Onwards, listen, you should use that with your personal trainer the next time you head in. Why am I doing all this? Look at what Luke Littler's done
exactly.
On a diet of kebabs. You see, he got himself into controversy last week that he was sitting prime in the away section for Man United fans, where most Man United season ticket holders can't get the tickets. So there's a big controversy over. He's obviously, aside from the kebabs, he's got good contacts for the football tickets, but he'll be in Ali Pali until the tail end of that.
And of course, it's award season as well.
Yeah, the BBC Awards take place tonight, but the big ones, the RT Sports Awards, take place Saturday evening, RT One Television at 8:05, culminating with the Sports Person of the Year Awards. So the nominees, if I can run through them very quickly, boxer Aoife O'Rourke, cyclist Ben Healy, we've got David Clifford, the Footballer of the Year. I know where your vote will go. Fiona Murta from rowing, Katie McCabe in soccer, Kate O'Connor, World Silver Medalist in the Heptathlon, Lara Gillespie, track cyclist, Orla Comerford, the para athlete, Rory McIlroy after a phenomenal year for him with the Masters, the Players' Championship, Irish Open and the Ryder Cup, Roisin Ní Riain, Sarah Healy, the athlete, and Troy Parrott, who probably developed the moment of the year. It's like the definitive reeling in the years moment for 2025.
It's great to see the kind of the quality of the moments delivered across that. I mean, a genuine tough choice for the judges.
Oh, and listen to me, the it's a no-win situation, because I know I'm not involved in it, but there's an army of people that work in the shortlist of this, and straight away you publish the shortlist and people come back and go, why isn't Katie Hannan in? She did this. Why isn't Colm Mungon in? He did that.
I think most people who've ever played sport with me know why Colm Mungon's not in there.
It's going to be competitive, and I wouldn't like to put
money against
your salary. I think a lot of people warmed to Rory, didn't they, this year with the Masters and the emotion
around it, and then the
tribal nature of the Ryder Cup. I think Kate O'Connor is another fantastic moment in time this year, as is, you know, there's loads. Big
so
debate.
Many. I'm looking at the clock there. I know that there is a special radio programme from the great Greg Allen and Adrian
Eames is producing it. Greg is fronting it. Rory McIlroy's Hollywood Ending, basically charting the year he completed the career Grand Slam and that part of the Ryder Cup. That will go out on December 30th on Radio 1 at 4 o'clock.
Okay, you've got 45 seconds to tell us what you're going to do on Inside Sport.
Former Tipperary footballer Colin O'Riordan, first Irish man to coach in the AFLW. We'll hear from him, we'll reflect on the swimming year, and we'll be live to Tala ahead of Shamrock Rovers in the Conference League.
Okay, thanks a million, Damien. We're all coming up on Inside Sport, and indeed over the entire Christmas period. We're still getting the texts in on the gifts for teachers, on school staff gifts. The money collected should go evenly to the teacher and the SNA in the class. SNA's care for all children in a classroom, and not just those who have additional needs. The former SNA, I can tell you that. Well, that's
okay. Coming up after 5, testing tasers. Will this radically change Irish policing as we know it? And cutting crosstown traffic. Dublin City Council's traffic czar will join us live.